Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said Sunday he would only accept a broad, internationally backed panel to broker any peace talks with Israel. He said President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital makes the U.S. a non-viable peace broker. American University Middle East scholar Russell Stone tells VOA's Abbas's remarks were just rhetoric. Abbas also said Israel has effectively ended the 1994 Oslo peace accords. Stone on what the accords were all about.
The Oslo peace accords were what created the Palestine Authority. So if indeed they were to be abrogated, Abbas would have no legitimacy whatsoever. So again, this is rhetoric, but not really a move.
The Oslo Accords led to the partial self-determination for the Palestinian people, along with the Palestinian Liberation Organization's recognition of Israel. Hundreds of people took to the streets of Tunisia's capital for a new demonstration on Sunday, and in one district, police fired tear gas to disperse dozens of stone-throwing youths on the 7th anniversary of the ousting of former President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. Fueled by rising frustrations with the country's social and economic issues, protesters remained in the streets. If the Democratic Republic of Congo suspected militiamen killed 4 people in a hit-and-run attack on a military post in the country's restive central Kasai province capital, Kananga, fighting between the governments and the Kormina Naswin militia were the worst in 18 months. This is VOA News.